sometimes we just have to pause and just let the ministry of the Holy Spirit be alive and well in our heart. Let the ministry of the Holy Spirit be alive and well in our understanding and in our perception, in our anticipation, because it's the ministry of Spirit that makes the difference anyway. It doesn't matter what I tell you. If there's no Spirit on it, it doesn't change you. But when we allow the Spirit to be on it, it makes all the difference in the world, because it's the Spirit of life that makes the difference. It's the Spirit of life that calls forth and brings change. It's the Spirit of life that empowers us to do something that's outside the normal. And God has called us to be outside the normal. He's called us to be a peculiar people, a people who are dedicated unto His call, a people who will desire to do the things that He's desired, a people who will desire to step in the mission that He has called us to, a people who will desire to represent His intelligent design over their kingdom and over the kingdom for Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what it means to live in the yes. To live in our yes. See, we said yes. I want everybody to raise your hand if you said yes. If you said yes in your life. If you said yes in your life, get your hands up, because we say yes, Lord. We say yes, and when we say yes, that means something. When we say yes, that's dedicating us to something. When we say yes, that creates an atmosphere. When we say yes, it stirs something. When we say yes, it begins to change things. When we say yes, it begins a process of transformation. It begins a process of freedom. When we say yes, it means that there's something in us that is in our recognition that has changed. Hallelujah. When a person gets married and you say yes, that meant that there's 7.7 billion people divided by two, so that means there's something like 3.8 billion no's that you said at the same time. When I say yes, when I say yes to Kim, that meant there was a no to every other possible mate out there. Because you're special. Because I said yes. My yes here dedicated me to something. My yes here separated me to something. My yes here made it an atmosphere that began to unify me with something. In the same way, when we say yes to Christ, it begins to unify us with something, doesn't it, Mama? It begins to unify us with something. It begins to create an atmosphere around us. It begins to join us to the cause of Christ, to join us to the purpose of Christ, to join us to the transformation that comes by dedicating ourselves to Him. I don't have to worry about a whole lot of things in my life simply because I've given Him my yes. When I gave Him my yes, I automatically, all of a sudden, things changed in my life. When I gave Him my yes, then I began to be separated from things that didn't look like Christ. We talked about having an open door last week. But see, sometimes people get held up in the door. They don't come through the open door because they're held up by something. They're being held back by something. But when I live in my yes, I'm no longer held back by anything. The addictions fell off. Pornography fell off. The way of the old began to fall off. It took a little longer, but the automatic anger responses began to fall off. Some things take a little longer, don't they, sister? Hallelujah. But because I had a yes in my heart, I no longer have to sit there and worry about the no. I don't have to dedicate my days to saying, "Oh my gosh, I'll make it okay as long as somebody doesn't bring a drink around me or somebody doesn't bring a joint around me." I don't have to worry about those things because that's just part of the no. I don't have to worry about fighting with those things because they're left behind because it was part of the no. But I can just begin to look and say, Lord, what did you put in my heart today for the yes? What am I saying yes to? And when I begin to live in a yes, now things that weren't possible become possible. See, obviously, you know, I had a really neat teaching, which is nothing of this, that was set up and ready for today, and I would just tear up my notes, but my yes deleted my notes a while back. But God has something He wants you to know. Your yes is changing your story. Your yes is changing your story. Because it doesn't matter what yesterday looked like. My yes determines what my tomorrow is. See, the enemy is real familiar with your past. But he doesn't get to have a say about your future. He doesn't get to have a say about your today. Your yes is determining your today. Your yes is determining where you go and what you look like. Some of us have advanced in age a little bit more than others, but you know what? My yes is still determining where I'm going. My yes shows where I can be. And I don't have to worry about the years that are involved. Why? Because the Lord can quicken me in an instant. My yes determines where my faith is. You see, when I said yes to faith. I said yes to faith. When I said yes to walking with His voice. When I said yes to understanding His ways so that I could know Him. It's His desire for us to be on fire with the knowing of Him so that the veils can in front of us can all part. And their day is done. Because why? Because my yes is determined where I'm headed. Hallelujah. So let's live in our yes. See, this whole service has been about your yes. Been about acknowledging Him with a yes. Been about surrendering to Him with a yes. And so as we've surrendered with a yes, His Spirit is able to speak in us and through us. God is looking for that participation that comes from acknowledging Him with the yes. That participation, that invitation that is made by our yes. And so as we stand and as we go out on this week, we're acknowledging Him with our yes. As we live with our yes, we already have been separated from the things that were part of the no. So we can walk in the righteousness He called us to. We walk in the fullness that He called us to. Not because we're striving to push something bound, but because we're just simply standing with Him who's called us.